is Big Ray from Big Ray and the Motor City Kings from Downriver, Michigan. I want to welcome you to Sunday Night Blues.
Anything and make the blues out of. Say this is a such and such a blues. No, it's not. one kind of blues.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, Bed-Ex, Michigan. As tonight, we started off with Big Ray and the Motor City Kings, a great act to see. They're from the Detroit area, and that was called the Strut King Style. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is the talk of the town. Call them today for your wireless connection at 1-800-443-5057. Sunday Night Blues, along with Philip Bryan, is glad to have you along on this Sunday evening as we bring you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Now, there's a few ways to get a hold of the show. You can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. You can check us out at the website sundaynightblues.net or sundaynightblues.com. Or check out our Sunday Night Blues on our Facebook page, sundaynightblues/Philip Bryan. Hit the like button and leave a comment or request for the show. Coming up on December 9th, I want to remind you that a Toys for Tot jam is hosted by a local musician, J.A. Parks. Admission is a new unwrapped toy. You can't beat that. More details on the location in next week's show. Or you can check out the post on my Facebook page, sundaynightblues/Philip Bryan. Tonight in the studios, Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin. A very good three-piece blues band. Also tonight, an email request for Coco Montoya. Also on the show tonight, we have Stevie Ray Vaughan, the Black Keys, and Big Walter Johnson. We're also going to hear from the Chris Kangas Blues Revolution Band and a band from Northern Michigan called Sweetwater Blues Band. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Blind Boys of Alabama, and we're also going to hear from Kim Wilson. To get us going here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan, this next blues musician has been on Sunday Night Blues, and this blues musician plays from the heart, giving us raw, uncut truth through the band's blues songs. Now, his songwriting is original, and his vocals have been compared to the likes of Muddy Waters, Johnny Cash, and Warren Hayes. From the mountains of North Carolina, it's original blues, rock roots music, Ryan Roots and the Family Tree Band, and Mr. Many Hats on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
Hey, hello, blues fans. This is Ryan Roots from the Ryan Roots Band from the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan.
Yeah, Mr. Many Hats, yes, that is me. Up on stage is where I'll be. I'm just playing this and playing that. I'm that cat, Mr. Many Hats. Mr. Many Hats, yes, that is me. Just chillin', that show is where they at. I'm that cat, Mr. Many Hats. Guitar in one hand, microphone in the other. Here for good times if you see this brother. Funk, folk, blues, rap. Every show has all that. Mr. Many Hats, that's what I do. Up on stage, I play my tunes for you. I'm just playing this, playing that. I'm that cat, Mr. Many Hats, yeah. I said black, white, brown, and yellow. We'll all get along tonight. Everybody dance, doing their thing. I'm feeling alright. Everybody's cool, so there's no need to fight. Just chillin', that show is where they at. Watching that cat, Mr. Many Hats. Mr. Many Hats, yes, that is me. Up on stage is where I be. I'm just doing this, it's what I do. Watch me play for you. Play a little bit of country, a bit of hip hop too. Yeah, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I got them blues. I'm that cat, Mr. Many Hats. I play any damn thing I choose. Mr. Many Hats, yes, that is me. Up on stage, where I'll be. I'm just playing this, playing that. I'm that cat, Mr. Many Hats. Mr. Many Hats, yes, that is me.
him, that show is where they at. Watching that cat, Mr. Minnie has him. See my show, all of them. Come see my show. Come see my show, all of them. Come see my show. Come see my show, come hear my flow. Hear my guitar, hear how it goes. I'm that cat, Mr. Minnie has. I'm in there.
All right. We're going to sing this song, and I hope you like it. Listen, as we tell you in song, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Because I got a Bible I can read.
Oh, well, now I got a Bible I can read.
But if I
fail to read, and my soul be lost,
I tell you,
ain't nobody's fault but mine. Lord, ain't nobody's fault but mine. I tell you, there's nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost,
I tell you,
there's nobody's fault but mine.
Take your time.
I
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with the Blind Boys of Alabama, with special guest Mavis Staples and Nobody's Fault But Mine. Well, where do you start with a band like the Blind Boys of Alabama, a group that has spanned for over 70 years? Now, the band has performed for two presidents and the winners of five Grammy Awards. A total privilege to have a band like the Blind Boys of Alabama right here on Sunday Night Blues. Now, the group formed back in 1939 in Talladega, Alabama. Well, do you have the Gumbo Blues? Well, this Detroit native does. Here is Kim Wilson and Gumbo Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Yeah, when you left New Orleans, baby, you were feeling kind of low. Yes, when you left New Orleans, baby, you were feeling kind of low. Get some good things smoking, baby.
WLEW with Detroit native Kim Wilson and Gumbo Blues. That's off his CD called Smoking Joints. Kim Wilson, better known for the frontman in the band The Fabulous Thunderbirds. Now, Kim Wilson was born in Detroit back in 1951, but was raised in Goleta, California, where his stage name was Goleta Slim. Kim Wilson formed the band The Fabulous Thunderbirds back in the early 1980s, along with Jimmy Vaughn. Muddy Waters called Kim Wilson the greatest harmonica player since Little Walters. Well, tonight we have Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin as our special guest in the studio right here on Sunday Night Blues. We also invite you to check us out at our Sunday Night Blues Facebook page, Sunday Night Blues / Philip Ryan. We're also at SundayNightBlues.net. Just hit the like button and please leave a comment or request right on our Facebook page. Still to come, an email request for Coco Montoya from Bad Axe, Michigan, and a song called The Blues Harp Shuffle here on Sunday Night Blues. But up next, a band that is either garage band or blues rock or even indie rock. Well, either way, this song won 3 Grammy Awards. More on this on Sunday Night Blues on The Crew Station 102.1 WLEW.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe.
Good evening from Mike Rumbard, Chairman of the Board, Detroit Blues Society. Welcome to the Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on The Crew Station 102.1 WLEW. Glad to have you along on this Sunday evening as we have Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin. Aaron Williams in the studio tonight. Hey, we invite you to check out the Detroit Blues Society, proud supporters of Sunday Night Blues at the website sundaynightblues.net. On the way, Mitch from Bad Axe, Michigan, emailed the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. He wanted to hear some Coco Montoya tonight, so we'll play that for Mitch tonight. Also, we're going to hear a song that's called Blues Harp Shuffle, going back to 1962. That's also coming up on Sunday Night Blues. Well, this duo formed in Akron, Ohio back in 2001. Now, the group began as an independent act founded after the duo dropped out of college. Now, this duo guitarist, vocalist Don Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney first met at the age of 9 years old, living in the same neighborhood. Now, you can check out the duo at their website. They're called the Black Keys. The CD is called Attack and Release, and this single won 3 Grammy Awards called Tighten Up. It's Tighten Up with the Black Keys on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Take my badge, but my heart remains. in a Cadillac.
W-L-E-W, Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan with a Coco Montoya, and Back in a Cadillac by email request from Bad Axe, Michigan, from Mitch. Mitch emailed the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Well, Willie Dixon said Big Walter Horton was the best harmonica player he had ever heard. And here on Sunday Night Blues, well, give him a listen and see. Big Walter Horton and Blues Harp Shuffle on Sunday Night Blues.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Bye.
Chef Chris from the Boogie Woogie Barbecue down in Ann Arbor, Michigan, listening to the Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Blind man on the corner playing a saxophone. Empty kids collecting nickels for his long ride home. Lonely woman in a doorway, staring out through empty eyes, looking for a caring face, a face she can recognize. Black and blue, right down to the bottom of the shoe. I walk the street, feel the pain the people I meet. They look away, don't wanna see me today, 'cause I'm black and blue, right down to the bottom of my shoe. I'm black and blue, right down to the bottom of my shoe. Nothing left to gain. I walk old and windy roads without a clue. I got the blues to the soles of my shoes. Black and blue, right down to the bottom of my shoes.
WLEW with the blues band from Northern Michigan called Sweetwater Blues Band and Black and Blue, a blues band that describes their band as an eclectic group of guys with a common love of music. Now the Sweetwater Blues Band gravitates to the sound of Chicago style blues. Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW with the Sweetwater Blues Band from Northern Michigan. You can check them out at the website, sweetwaterbluesband.com. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, we have Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. They're on the Thumb Sailor Wireless Hotline. Aaron is part of the band Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin. Well, still to come, we got Stevie Ray Vaughan. And up next, while we travel south from the studios here in Bad Axe, Michigan to Flint, and then we head west on I-69 to catch up with a blues band that has a solid reputation as one of the favorite roots and blues band on the Michigan horizon. More on that right here on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
Hi, this is Sean Murphy calling from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Hello, this is Aaron Williams from Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo out of Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo are special guests in the studios tonight. They're based out of Madison, Wisconsin. We're also going to hear from Steve Ray Vaughan. If we have enough time, we're going to squeeze in the Chris Canis Band. As we travel south from the studios here in Bad Axe, Michigan, and head west on I-69 as Sunday Night Blues caught up with a must-see blues band. Now, this blues band performs in the Grand Haven, Muskegon area. Reclamation is the band's latest CD release. Here is the Vincent Hayes Project and Hit Me High, Hit Me Low on Sunday Night Blues.
Well, now listen up, baby. Can I have a word with you? About the way we carry on. Cause honey, you know it ain't nothing new. Yeah, but if things don't change, I'm gonna put on my walking shoe. Well, I try so hard to give you what you need. Yeah, but no matter what I do, you just keep on wanting more from me. And if I try to talk about it, you just point your finger right back at me. You hit me high, you hit me low.
Snow.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with the Vincent Hayes Project and Hit Me High and Hit Me Low as Sunday Night Blues welcomes from Madison, Wisconsin, Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo as we have Aaron Williams, vocal and guitar
on the Thumb Sailor Wireless Hotline. And welcome to the show, Aaron. How are you tonight?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing real good. Thanks.
Welcome to Sunday Night Blues right here in mid-Michigan. Well, I was reading your bio that your dad played the Hammond organ, better known as Cadillac Joe Anderson. That is your dad. How did your dad feel about you being a musician?
He was all for it. I mean, he really wanted me to be a musician since I was a little kid, and he'd always try and get me to play musical instruments for the school band and so forth, and I never really took to it. And one day I heard of him playing some blues, and I asked him what this was all about, because he had been a musician his whole life, and he kind of just told me a little bit about, you know, what the music meant to him and to a lot of people, and it just kind of caught my attention, and I picked up a guitar and really haven't let it out of my sight since then. So yeah, he was a huge supporter. I traveled with him for a few years on the road as his guitar slinger, so he was all about the blues and getting me involved in it.
Boy, what a great time to travel with your dad like that for 2.5 years.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was just the three of us. We had a drummer, and getting the chance to hang out with your dad on the road, playing music, and then hanging out at the hotel room and driving. It was a blast on a much more real level.
Oh, yeah. Is your dad still playing today?
He is not. Unfortunately, he passed away from cancer a few years ago, and I think that's why he would be proud now, is kind of keeping the legacy going.
Well, he's watching over you.
Yes.
On the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline here on Sunday Night Blues, it's Aaron Williams from the band Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. And Aaron, how did the band form, and can you tell us a little bit about your band members?
Sure. We got Z on bass. He's kind of the dark horse in the band. He's always loved metal, but he had this kind of secret love for the blues even when he was listening to metal growing up. And Eric and I, the drummer, had been hosting a jam in our hometown, and lo and behold, Z comes to the jam, gets up and plays, and I really liked him from the start. Eric, our drummer, wasn't really into him all that much at first, and really didn't want to give him another chance. We still tease him about that to this day. But I really liked his attitude, Z, and the way he was approaching the music. He's very dedicated, and a few more times Eric got a chance to play with him and get to know him, and it's been 4 years since then that the three of us have been playing together. You know, the band's called Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo, but it's really a band outfit. We do a lot of things as far as writing and really coming up with how we present our live show together, so it's been a blast with them.
And you guys have been touring all over the Midwest. How much further have you gone, and have you been in the state of Michigan at all?
We have. We have played in Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, a few other smaller cities, so we have been to Michigan quite a bit.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, right here in Bad Axe, bringing you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. And Aaron Williams is our guest in the studio. And Aaron, tell the blues audience about your favorite singer of all time.
My favorite singer of all time is Ray Charles. He just had this pure raw emotion. I mean, obviously the guy could sing and bounce it out, but every little word that he sang, and he just felt every little bit of it. And I think that's kind of what I've always tried to do with my singing, is he really inspires me to be sincere in what you write about and what you sing about. And if you can make people feel that way, you know, you're doing something right. And he definitely hits that chord with me.
Did you ever have the chance to meet him?
I didn't even get a chance to see him live. He came to Madison for a big blues fest in 2000, and unfortunately, as many musicians know, the way you got to make a living is getting out on the road, and I unfortunately was on the road that weekend when he came, and never had a real chance after that to see him.
On the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline is Aaron Williams from the band Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. Now, you describe your new album or CD called 1049 as it's music the way it's meant to be played. What do you mean by that?
I always feel like music shouldn't be heavily produced and not overly done. I think a lot of music today falls victim to that, and I've always been one to like kind of a rawness, and I think that's why I always liked the blues, is there's a certain rawness and quality to what people create, you know, with improvisation. What you have inside you just comes out, and whatever it is, good or bad, it's there for people to see. And I think that's just what music is to me, is that pure raw emotion. You know, like I was talking about feeling the vocals, you can do that same thing with the guitar.
Aaron Williams from Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. And Aaron, tell us about your manager, Shirley Kennedy. Boy, what a nice lady she is.
She is. I mean, she's always there for us. And over the 4 years that we've been working with her, you know, she's obviously really good at what she does in terms of the business side of things and helping promote us. But I think the coolest thing is just how close the four of us have become personally. A real good friendship has happened, and I think that's really special and important when you're in this kind of business where there's, you know, so many people that are trying to take advantage of you and trying to get you to do certain things that you may not want, and they believe it's right. And I think it's really, really important to have someone that you can trust and bounce ideas off, and that's what Shirley is. She's just an absolute sweetheart, and we like to tease her because no one messes with us. Shirley will take them down in a second. I think that's just so special to have someone in your corner that can do that and really handle many different kinds of things that the band requires, because the music business is changing daily, and Shirley does a great job managing all that, so we love her so much.
Yeah, she's based out of Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah, we were just down there last weekend. Had a real good time hanging out with her and hanging out in Atlanta, getting away from this Wisconsin cold.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues here on the Crew Station 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. As tonight, Aaron Williams from Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo, our guest on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline. And you can find Aaron Williams at sundaynightblues.net. And how else can the blues audience here in mid-Michigan find you, Aaron?
The best way to find us is at our website, which is all spelled out, Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo. com. We got all kinds of information on that, and we even give you a free EP to try us out, and that's really what we try to get people to do, is go to our website, sign up for that, and we'll send you some free music, and then we'll let you know when we're coming to your area, because the best way to see the Hoodoo is live, no doubt about it.
Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin, and yes, he is a Badger fan and a Packer fan. Thank you so much for being on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan, Aaron.
Thank you, guys. Go Big Ten.
Who's there for tonight when I say my last goodbye? Who's there for tonight when I say my last goodbye? You close your eyes, I follow open your eyes. So damn lonely, I just wanna lay down and die. And I'm so damn lonely, I just wanna lay down and die. In your room you told me it in this way. What you want, I told you what I need. I was worried about mom or dad, but I'll be at the stake. Ooh, babe, my life won't be the same. You're breaking mama's heart when you say your last goodbye. Where you said you last goodbye. It was 10:49
where you said you last goodbye. You close your eyes, I finally open your eyes.
W-L-E-W. We hope you enjoyed that interview with Aaron Williams and Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin. That song was called 1049. You can check out Aaron Williams at the website, SundayNightBlues.net. This is off this CD called The First Thunder, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Natural Born Lover on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan. W-L-E-W, ending this edition of Sunday Night Blues with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Natural Born Lover with Lou Ann Burton on lead vocals. That was recorded back in 1977. Hey, thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 W-L-E-W. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular. Call them today, toll free at 1-800-443-5057. And if you'd like to be a proud sponsor of Sunday Night Blues, give us a call at 989- 269-9931, or you can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Hey, thanks to Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo from Madison, Wisconsin for stopping by and introducing the band to the blues audience right here in mid-Michigan. You can check them out at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan is going on a road trip for Thanksgiving to visit my granddaughter Jackie out in Iowa. Jackie celebrates her 6th birthday on Thanksgiving Day. Looking forward to seeing her as this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan on the Crew Station 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, this is Doug Walgat from the Bluescasters Band out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and thanks for listening to the Best in Blues with Sunday Night Blues on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.